Then, as the region became less arid, rivers started to flow into the Gulf of Mexico basin, providing a weight or mass on top of the salt. When approximately 300 to 400 meters of sediment washed in from the basin surroundings, including the early Mississippi River draining central North America, the salt under this lithostatic load could begin to migrate. Salt is incompressible and can be easily deformed plastically, so it can migrate laterally and vertically.